An official with Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz's administration told WBFO Thursday there have been 16 deaths since March 29th, including 10 within the span of a week, that are believed to be the result of opioid overdoses. County legislator Patrick Burke has submitted a resolution calling for the transfer of $1 million from the county's fund balance to the health department to assist addicts who may not be able to afford treatment on their own.
There are some beds available, but if you're uninsured or underinsured, you don't have access. You virtually, if there's a bed and no one can use it, it means there's no access.
The resolution must first undergo discussion in committee. But when Burke was asked if he'll find the support...
I expect support from everyone. What have we got?
He got it immediately from Thomas Loughran, the legislature minority leader, who calls Burke's proposal a good faith gesture.
For us to focus on this problem and provide some leadership, and hopefully it'll stimulate the federal government and the state government to provide funds that we can get to the bottom of this problem.
Last year, 256 people in Erie County died of opioid overdoses. So far this year, the average for deaths by suspected overdoses has been nearly one per day. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.